or soul ketum asherets. I tell you, they made a ketum asherets. So Rashi says like this. Li'oilam bi'alma le'bari harashemesh. We have blessed the kelim on the gemara matayra. I say, really, all over taka blessed old. You do not need harashemish. That's Rav Lezer sheet himself. That's made Rav Lezer agrees to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. These kelim does not need harashemish. The afilu wach yikakera. Still, you should know here by the paraduma still be with the hacker. The fee shesh fuferes shachatis a son kilonaga v'sheretz linyan minyan rishon v'sheni. Here, this chumrah, this fuferes, if you have this reed that you cut off, and you want to use it now to store, to put the afer of the paradumer inside it, the rabbanim gave it a tumah like maga sheretz, like mamash sheretz touched it. It's called a rishon l'tumah. Linyan minyan rishon v'sheni. That the rabbanim gave it a din rishon l'tumah, and it can make a sheni l'tumah. Hilkach, therefore, ilav de poro nasas betfula yoin zuhoy satrich harashemesh. In other words, there's a special chumrah by the paraduma that they gave it a shem like a rishon l'tumah. And therefore, all rishon l'tumah always have to have harashemesh. So since over here you do not need the harashemesh, the reason is because by the paraduma, a tful yoin is kosher to do the work. So pshat is here by the paraduma is a special chumrah, or so ketum asherets. So Marias Elo Mayat is so loititmo adam. If so, then this referis, if it only has a tumah of a magas sheretz, like a sheretz touched it, the sheretz true, that's a nava tumah. But when it touched this referis, it made only into a rishon tumah. The lacher is a rishon cannot be matam an adam. An adam is only tumah if he touches a nava tumah. If an adam touches a rishon tumah, he's tor. So that's the kasha. Elo Mayat loititamo adam. If this reed only has a tumah of a rishon tumah, it should not be matam an adam. Allah Matanya, how come we learn it like this? Choytcha, you could cut off this reed. Umatvila, toyin tvila. You should know the one that's toivul the reed, he himself has to be toivul himself. Mashmi becomes tamei. Since he touches this reed, so mashmi the reed is tamei enough to matama the adam. That after the adam is matire the reed, he has to be matire himself. See, if you say the rabbanon only gave a din of a magasheretz, it's not matam of the adam. Rashi says, "Elo miyata do yosan el katam sheretz, but matam adam to atam sheretz lav avatumi. It's not an avatuma. V'yani matam adam shulai mitzino tuma liyadam v'kelim anagoyim betuma shakibul tuma miacherim chutz mitami meis. The only time you have avatuma meis, you never have a nefesh anagat titum ad erev. That usually by an avatuma, the adam is only mekavul tuma from the avatuma itself, and not from something that the av touched." Like here, the sheretz touched this shveris, so the reed cannot be matam of the adam. So the Gemara says, but you have to say the elo or son ketumah meis. I tell the rabbanim gave a chumrah on this shveris like a tumas meis, mamish like a touch the meis. So drashi kilo nitmas the meis shematam adam. That's the adin. Meis is called an avi avoisa tumah. Anything that touches the meis becomes an avat tumah. And if an adam touches that, he's also tummy. So therefore, we made it like this referis touched the mace itself, that it remains an avatuma. That's why it's good why the person that's tabled it has to go to... Yeah. Again, what? The yellow sunk to the mace. But the marihochi, that's true. That's why Rabbanan gave it a tumas mace to it. Tiboyi hazois shlishi shvi. You should have to have real hazor on the third day and the seventh day, like a regular tumas mace. Anything that comes in contact with a tumas mace, the din is you have to have hazor, you have to spritz on it from the mechatis the third day and the seventh day, and then you put it into the mikvah. Alo matan, how come we learned choytcha this reed? You're allowed to cut it off, umatvila, and put it into the mikvah. So toy. Umatvila toyin tefila. The one that's toyvlat has to go to the mikvah also. But I call part of the diik is tefillin hazor shlishu shviloi. All you have to do is you have to go to the mikvah. That's all. But you don't have a tumas mace on you. Mashmi, you don't have to go have hazor shlishin shvi. The kashmir is why. If you tell me now the rabbanon, any kelim you want to use for the paraduma, they gave it a din like tumas mace. So it should have been a din. The person that's being titled right now, he has to have hazor shlishu shvi. So it works like this. Elo asol ketome neis b'shvi shloi. It's a drabbanon the ketumah here. Drabbanon gave the ketumah as much as a person has the seventh day of touching a mace. Like you touched a mace, after you went to the shlishi and shvi, you had yazor of the mechatis. Now the yom shvi, you only tell me one day. Now you can have a tumah for one day, that's all. So that's the tumah drabbanon put upon this shofar hanoit. So the more about Tanya belongs like this. May Oilam Loi Chidsha Dov Bapara. Said the Dinah never gave a Chiddish by the halachas of Paraduma. So Drasha Loi Chidsha Dov Bapara. Afal Pi Shasa Bamailas Harbe. Even though the Rabbanim put a lot of chumris halachas about the Paraduma, Pishvil Hazuzel Hazer, Shoy Matanam Koy Masarfal Asoysa Tfuyoim, that even though because the Rabbanim did this to show that Stukim the wrong, that the Rabbanim went and made the Koyin Tomei, that burnt it, so since they were mezalzel a little bit to metamim and let him be a tful yom to do it, they made a lot of other chumras to be very strict about the paraduma to show that avadi had to be careful not to do it betuma. They never made a tremendous new mila that you don't find other places. That's what it says. Now the kasher is for yim kishar marta. If it's like you're saying shasa b'akelam ani gemar b'tayra. If you want to tell me that this reed now really was Nigma Batira, so Rabbanan gave it a din to Masmeis, like in the Chachidish Godom is there? So where it says, Om Rabbaya, Shloy Omro Kurdom Metame Moshe. That the Brisa says that Mihirdom Mechidshu Dov of a Parra doesn't mean they never put a real Chidish by Hilkos Paraduma. Avada, they did it. It just means they never did like something different than the Torah would say. That's such a chiddush they didn't do. Like the Moshe, they never say a kurdim, they never said the axe could have tumas moishev on it. Could a time like we learned like this. The pasuk says, "Vayoshev ala kli." If a zav or a nida sits on a kli, that's tumas medrus. So we start dashing like this. Yochel, I would think, kof or saw, if you have a measuring cup, this saw, that you turned over, the yoshev ala, and the zav sat on it. Real tarkiv, another measuring cup, like a measuring barrel, a tarkiv. You turned it upside down, the yoshev aleh, and the zav sat on it. Yehei tomei, I would think maybe it has tumas medrus. Lemaisa, the zav is sitting on it now. Talmud loyma, this the pasuk says not like that. The pasuk says, veha yoshev ala kli, asha yoshev alav yitma. We dashin only a kli that the zav sits on, that we dashin like this. Mi shem yuchad li yeshiva. It has to be a chair or a bed. Something that's omed, it's used to sit on. If you have a chair or a bed that's used to sit on, then when the zav sits on it, he gives it to Tumas Medrus. Or the yotzit there goes out here, these barrels, this tarkav of this, or this saw, shayim yom loy, we tell you the truth, you turned it upside down not to sit on. But as soon as you need it to measure things with it, we tell you right away, amoid, get up, get off the barrel, v'nasam lachtenu, let's use it for its purpose of measuring. So since this barrel is not set aside to use for sitting on, it does not have too much measures. So this is Lachim Adiraisa. Now, that's what we say about Paraduma. Loi Chidshu Dover Bapara never made a Chiddush means they never said such a Chiddush that will be for care from the Torah. But you will never say by a Paraduma you should know this cardam, an axe, has too much measures. That's why they wouldn't go. Because an axe can never have too much measures. But what are we saying over here? We're just saying now this reed, the Rabbanan gave it a tumas mace. That could be. What's going to be if a reed came in contact with a mace? It has a tumas mace on it. So the Rabbanan gave it a din as if it touched a mace. That's not a chumrah. And that's not called a chiddush. Chiddush means to give it a new din that can't be other places. But a reed could touch a mace, could become tumay. That's what Rabbanan did. Rashi says, "Shloy Amru Kurdam Tame Moshe Kloimar Lainitno Tuma B'Parah Lakli Shein Roy LaTuma." That the Rabbanan never did. By Parah Duma, they never put a tuma upon a kli that doesn't deserve that type of a tuma. Kagoyin Loimel that the Chomer should say, "Kurdam Sheinam Yuchad Yeshiva." You have an axe that's not aimed to be used to sit on. V'yena Nasav Atuma B'Moshe V'Zav. If the Zav sits on it, he's not Matamrit. B'Parah to say by Parah does become Tame. That they never did. Ava a kli a real kabel tumah, but a kli that could be mekabel this type of a tumah chidshu bo lasa shen negei the mace negei the mace.
That's a diddum. This reed right now could be mekabel tumas mace. If the mace would touch it, it would be mekabel tuma. So the Rabbanan said, even though the mace, so the mace did not touch it, the Rabbanan gave it a din as if it touched the mace. That she has no wikidu. So the kitzur were coming out our Mishnah that says halacha that this kli shenigmar b'tayra, that the kodshim, he has to be tevelit, that's because the gzera were afraid maybe the right of an amaris was on it, and it's still wet when it was finished, therefore it was makabel tuma. And that our Mishnah says all you have to do is just be tevelit, and you don't need harashemesh, can even go according to Reb Lezer. And Reb Lezer agrees all over you do not need harashemesh. That by paraduma that he says you could use it today, that's because filchus paraduma the Rabbanan gave a din like tumas meis. So therefore, after the tefillah, you should need harashemesh. So that's a chumra that the chiddush there that you don't need harashemesh to teach that the tzedukim are wrong. So at the end of Mishnah said another chumra is hakli mitzarf masher b'teichol hakodesh havulah l'truma. If you have a pot and a lot of different pieces of kashrim inside it, even though a sheretz only touches one piece of meat, which the halacha, that piece should be a rishon, that piece touches another piece should make a sheni, a shlish, a revi, but that's all, not more. The Rabbanan gave the chumra, no, since it's all in one big pot, even though you have 100 pieces there, all the pieces are tummy. Hakli mitzarev mashav teich l'kodesh. It's like one big piece, and the sheretz touched one piece, it's like the sheretz touched all the pieces are tummy. But that's only a chumra for kachim, avulah l'truma. The Geirat Truma, we don't say this. The Geirat Truma, the piece that the sheretz touched his tummy, that makes a sheni makes a shlishi, and that's all. Now for Truma, you only have a shlishi, not more. So Rosh says, Minohanimili, how do we know this? You said that a kli kivim tzarif. Omer Reb Choni in the Yomah Korot Apostle says, Kaf achas asar rezov malei kateris. One kaf of weight, the weight of asar rezov, ten zov, malei kateris, full of kateris. Is a kosiv also the chol mashu b'kaf achas. That's what kaf achas, one kaf means, that everything inside it is like one. Yeah. So that's the chum here. So chum is mashu b'kaf achas, it's a kosiv, it's a midiraisa. Mosiv rav kan of kan yitzakash like this, it says, hoisiv rav kiva rav kiva iridon, that has solus v'yakteros v'yalavoyna, v'yakicholim. That even the solus, the flower, the keteris, and the levoina, the hagachol, and the coals, shim nogat fulyan the miktasoi, if a tulyan touch part of it, poslas kuloi, all of it becomes tummy. Fihod rabboni, and pshit it is only a dinder rabbonin? So bezoi, like how could you dash in a posik, mashma clearly it's only with the rabbonin here. Rashi writes to Rabbi Kiva, Rashi katoni hei Rabbi Shimon alei, for chatish nogat tummy, the miktasoi posakuloi. And on this it says that not only Efer Chattis, but Rebbe Kiva added these things also. Look, Levoino Gecholim Rashi says, Afa pi dalav oichaninu, even though they're not food, Zechura coal that's not food should not be mekabel tuma, it's not a kli, it's not food, of the Chiva sa kodesh machshroshna tuma, since it's being used now for kodshim, that's a klal, Chiva sa kodesh makes the kosher to be used for kodesh, gives it a din to mekabel tuma. So I call upon Rabbi Kiva of these things. Now these things for sure is only Tumim of the Rabbonin. So that's the kash. If you want to tell me now the Reisha, is it Dindir Aisa or Yidash Naposik? How come Rabbi Kiva is Moistuf on that? For sure Keterah is only with the Rabbonin? For the Mami Mai, what's the Raya? Midatoni Reisha, since it says in the Reisha, Heyyid Rabbi Shimon Ben Mesera, Al-Efer Chate Shinaga Tumim B'Tzosoi, Shetim Es Kulai. Says in the Reisha, that Efer Chatis, that if you touch part of it, the whole thing becomes tamei. Uketoni says, "Are this house of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva was meister on this." Trashi postles kulam, but we shakli mitzarf from yachid. V'ach edus mit rabbonani. It's only mit rabbonin. Mit uketoni rei shalef achatis. Vi vade akokat rabbonani. Di mikro di abchonin lek lemele fele kotshim is veyach. Avleif a paraloi. If you want to dash from the posa kafach asorazom lein kateris. Keteris there means that's things they use on the Mizbeach, in the Beis Hamikdash on the Mizbeach. But for the Eifer Porah, Porah Duma, it's not on the Mizbeach, how do you, that doesn't have Chibas HaKodesh. That you can't tell me that it could be Mekabel Tuma. So if he's talking about Eifer Porah, it has to be only with the Rabbonin. So if it's only with the Rabbonin, how do you dash in the Pasuk here? So more says like this, on the Resh Lakish Mishum Baka Porah.